Good morning. It's 7:51.
New insights into our local housing market this morning. In December, home prices increased nearly 14% over the previous year. That's a pretty sharp increase these days, but that may be just one part of the overall story. Joining us live now, Ryan Price is a research associate for the Center for Regional Analysis at George Mason University. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, we understand that there may be a little limit in the number of homes that are out there for resale right now. Is that what may be contributing here to the steep increase in price?
Yeah, it's definitely a contributing factor. We're actually seeing some of the lowest inventory that we've had in 8 years in the metropolitan area. And this is really pushing up the prices around the region.
You get bidding wars sometimes. There are so few houses to show. Buyers find something they like, and they end up really going to town trying to get that house. Why are people holding back on listing their homes now? You could understand it for a while there, but now seems like a great time.
You know, there's a lot of factors there. It's depending on when people purchased. You know, they could still be facing equity losses in some areas. You know, the same goes for anyone who's currently underwater on their mortgage. They could be waiting for these prices to rise to avoid a short sale situation. And kind of on a broader context, you know, overall economic uncertainty is still a factor here. And then more specifically, you know, job uncertainty.
Now, when are we going to see an increase in the number of new units that are built in our region here, which might fill some of the gap?
Yeah, that's a great point. And we are starting to see, you know, building permits pick up. And I think a lot of the new home construction will start to pick up here in the spring, which could alleviate some of the inventory shortage.
Are realtors expecting a big spring selling season?
Yeah, I would say it's looking pretty good. I mean, the demand is clearly strong, and that's been evident by, you know, double-digit price growth. We've seen that consistently through 2012. And I think what you're seeing now is a lot of places that were hit hardest, you know, by the foreclosure crisis, places like Prince William, Prince George's, you know, they're seeing double-digit price growth year, month after month now. So I think the spring's looking really good.
Well, the interest rates, we understand, are probably going to stay low for the foreseeable future here. But one factor that we don't have control over, it seems right now, is whether or not we go into sequestration. If that happens, what happens to the market?
You know, I think that's always going to be a risk, especially in our area. I think the fundamentals of the market, though, are strong, especially locally. And you can see this reflected in the supply. I mean, there's about 2 months' supply currently available. And so I don't think sequestration is really going to be a major factor, at least in the near term.
Ryan, thanks. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thank you.
Ryan Price, a research associate for the Center for Regional Analysis at George Mason University.